Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. In the last episode, the dames were having a nice cup of tea at Good Fortune Tea House when their tea reading gave Lariya strong feelings about just how much trouble her companions had gotten themselves into. She suggested laying low for a couple of days and knows just where to take them outside of Waterdeep. The dames set off, but not before interrogating a busker named Kresh Brunts in order to get more details on the illegal pit fight that Riot and Karen had botched. That's when the arena boss, Brunar Braunanvil, and his orc enforcer found them. Let's jump back in now. Alright, so Kresh has disappeared.
Literally? Poof. Figuratively, in-game, out-of-game.
And at this point, I need you all to roll for initiative.
No.
Didn't even let us have a chance to run.
Step. Yeah, is there... So we can see Brunar. Has he seen us yet?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Riot got a 7.
7?
12 for Karen. 23 for Rose.
Nice.
17 for Lariya.
Okay. Because Lariya noticed them, you get to go first.
Ooh.
There's no surprise.
How far away did you say that they were there? They're in the crowd. And there's still people around us.
Yeah,
they're
closing in. They're probably 20 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lariya just sort of saw them because the orc is pretty tall. Brunor is, it was sort of difficult to see him.
Are they, like, in the middle of the crowd, or have they sort of cleared an area around them?
The crowd is giving them a wide berth. It's like that scene in Indiana Jones where, you know, there's that street fight that happens and the crowd sort of like sweeps off to the side, and because they know who these people are.
Okay. How much berth would you say they're giving them? Like 10 feet?
How much damage area is there?
What's the cone of...
yeah, like no reason, but just like a very specific estimate.
I would say just a few feet on either side of them. Just so that they're not within like arm's reach.
All right. Lariya is going to, she sees them coming and just very quickly reacts and like points at the ground at their feet between the orc and Brunar and is going to cast Earth Tremor.
Okay.
Which is going to make the ground shake beneath them.
Okay.
And they both need to make a dex saving throw.
Okay. So the orc got a 14.
Ugh.
And Brunar got a 10.
Okay, so Brunar is going to take 1d6 bludgeoning and is knocked prone.
Okay.
And it also becomes difficult terrain. Two bludgeoning, and he's knocked over.
All right.
And she says, we should probably get out of here, right?
All right, Rose, what do you want to do?
Before Rose goes, Karen's going to say, hey, Rose, I should tell you, don't hold any punches, because, you know, when I was saying dancing earlier, if you just insert fighting into that, because we were fighting, and this is a fighter guy. So just, you know, before you, just this sounds like a good time to tell you, just FYI. Sorry, we fooled you.
Rose, how would you like to...
Rose is absorbing it all.
Blink, blink.
Okay, that makes so much more sense. So much more sense. Oh my goodness, yes. Got it. Thank you, Karen, for explaining. Thank you. So Lariya did basically what Rose was about to do. So Rose is going to target the orc with a Fist of Unbroken Air. And the orc needs to make a strength saving throw.
I'm assuming it's a fail because it's a 10?
Yes, it has to beat 13.
All right.
Okay. 23 damage, and he gets pushed 20 feet back and knocked prone.
All right. So this orc, you just see this gust go past the audience that you've acquired, and the orc actually pushes back into the crowd and topples over a whole bunch of people.
Rose uses her second action to try to hide behind some people and, like, basically do the slide into the audience.
Okay.
Assuming she can.
Sure. Do you want to do a stealth check then?
Yes. That was finally stealth. Thank you. 23.
All right. Let's see. The orc does not notice, nor does Brunar. They've fallen down, and they're just trying to pick themselves back up, so they don't notice.
Okay. All right.
So it's Brunar's turn, and he takes the opportunity to just stand up. That's his one action, and he glares over at the lot of you, and. You know, it's funny, actually, because he probably doesn't even know that Rose is part of this because he doesn't know who Rose is. and he just says to the lot of you, I'm owed money, lots of it, and I'm here to collect. And that's the end of his turn. Lariah, it is your turn.
How much money exactly are you owed?
What do you got on you? That's my whole business.
Oh, I'm not going to give you money. I'm asking how much you think that you are owed, and then maybe we can try to figure something out.
I lost my entire business because of these two. I don't know who you are, but if you're with them, you're going to get some trouble here.
Maybe have a better business.
Yeah, we actually we had some ideas for you. Oh wait, no, those weren't ideas for you.
Lorai would like to try to use her thorn whip to whip at his foot and like knock him back down again so that we can try to escape.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, maybe not. It is a 11 for a hit?
No, he sort of like jumps out of the way. It says, nice try.
Yes, thank you for noticing.
No, it is the orcs. Do you have another action?
No.
All right, so the orc takes her turn to stand up. And she also glares at you, but doesn't say anything. But she is like, she's massive, and she's when she stands up, she sort of flexes her muscles, and looks around for the monk that knocked her over, but doesn't see. And she just sort of like pushes the audience away from her, even the ones that she had just that she had knocked over and were just getting up again. She's just knocked them back over.
There's no monk. There was never any monk.
Karen, it's
figment of her imagination.
Karen, it's your turn.
Is this a city guard area, or are we in a weird, strange part of town?
No, you are. You're in a, I believe it was the trades ward that you were still in.
Right.
So yeah, you could try to find a city guard.
Do I notice any around?
Not at this particular moment.
And this crowd is... hopefully this crowd's getting bigger, so maybe that will change. Karen's just going to take a... just see, like, what's going on in this whole, like, shove fighting, and is just going to try to shove Brunor.
Um,
Oh gosh.
Do a strength. Yeah. Strength contest.
Strength contest. Yeah. So 10 for Karen.
Oh, he got a natural 20. It was a 22 for.
No. Just a brick wall.
Yep.
So I just imagine Karen kind of goes in with her shoulder and is like, and then kind of just bounces off.
Yeah. And he's just like, you call yourself a pit fighter?
Pit dancer is more like it. She does a little twirl.
Well, I got a real problem with a lot of you. Problem. We got to take up with Xanathar. Riot, it's your turn.
All right. Riot's going to go along with the dancing. and thread and cast dancing lights above them and goes, yeah, everyone, it's a flash mob dance. Come on out. And then and starts winking at Karen being like, you know, dance, see the light or what, you know, like from our favorite story, a goofy story, and or the fisherman's light, and they start dancing in unison.
Yeah. Oh, I know all the moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to convince the crowd to dance with you?
Yeah, we are, because now there's four beautiful little, like dancing lights that are bobbing in time with our moves.
And I will say, these people already were proven to like street magic, so they're probably prone to dancing.
Do you want to do a persuasion check?
Yeah, I do. Ooh, 13.
Some of the crowds just start sort of like swaying around as they look up. There's part of the crowd that was knocked over and are injured, so they're not up for dancing.
It's okay. You'll learn the moves.
Can I award her Damespiration?
Yeah. I already had it from before, but I would like, can I re-roll this, actually? I forgot I had it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Until you said it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it for cheese.
For cheese-spiration.
Yes! Okay, thank you. Yes, yes, in your face, die 19.
Oh, yeah. Woo! So even the crowd that was knocked over, they're just like, oh, okay. We just have to, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and then from the top.
So they're all trying to, like, shake it off and get with the dance routine.
Yeah, yeah. Karen and I are humming. You know.
Do you have a bonus action or anything? That?
I don't want to hurt anybody right now. I think that's it. Yeah, but she's like, come on, Brunar. Like, I feel like there's a market for this, you know? Like, unpaid participants, you know? You get to keep all the money for yourself. Okay, and just keep dancing.
All right, Rose, what would you like to do from the crowd? Are you dancing with them?
You know what? I am going to use this opportunity to do some cool dance moves to try to get more people to dance. Just like before when I was like throwing in a bet to try to get more people to join the... Yes.
All right,
this is perfect because you're now just part of the crowd, too. So you probably have more sway on them. So like, oh, she's just a normal non-fighting person.
Can you do a performance check?
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to first do a performance check. Crit.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So all of that, like, meditation, I'm like, and yoga, I am so... These are good dance moves.
I want you to describe what Rose is doing for this natural 20 here.
She is in honor of the Yonti sibling that they have not yet found. She's doing what she calls the snake dance. She kind of like bobs her head and then like snakes her body forward and back and... I'm going to have to do this on a stream later to show you what it looks like.
It's going to be bonus content for sure.
Yes, like she's a worm.
It's okay, you human over there that doesn't know the moves. You'll get it.
Well, she's convinced that side of the crowd there to do the snake move, and then the other side is doing the other moves.
See what we're saying, Bruna? This is a dance fight.
And for my second action, what I'm going to do is use elemental attunement because there's already little strobe lights, but with any candles or torches in the area, mm-hmm. just gotta have them turn on and off.
Yes.
Like strobe lights.
like a rave.
Oh my gosh. This is amazing.
So yeah, all torches and candles within 30 feet of me are doing that.
Excellent. All right. Do you have any other actions?
I think that's it. Just... Okay. Continuing to dance in the crowd.
Brunar is slightly confused, but also really adamant about getting this resolved, and he is going to attack Karen. Because Karen is like in his grill.
Okay. The spirit of this crowd being swept up but didn't, like, move him? What a jerk.
13 does not hit Karen, right?
Correct.
And he's got a multi-attack. So he swipes out with his scimitar once. That one misses.
Karen does a cool dance move to dodge it.
then he has a... There's a natural one, so he swipes again, very confused about what's going on, and I'm gonna say because it was a natural one, he's just like, he swipes and loses the grip on his scimitar, and it sort of like flies into the crowd, who step back, and that is his turn. He's actually gonna just look over at Lariah and say, look, this fight is just between Scaleback and Furball over here. You take off and you won't get hurt. Lariah, it's your turn.
Is there anyone left who's not dancing?
I think the rolls were too good that there's like one one person that's just staring, more of a spectator.
Lori will say, I don't see any fight here. Welcome to the dance. And she is gonna cast Druidcraft to make the sound of bird singing.
Yes.
To get some music going. Nice. and she's also gonna like try to get the group's attention to be like, we should, they seem thoroughly distracted, we should get the heck out of here.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed. So we start doing that thing where it's like, you know, because it already was a circle, it's like someone's doing like they're dancing in the middle, we're all like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's no longer like us versus them dancing.
Yeah.
It's like solo time. So yeah. Like, mm-hmm. we're like, no you, and like slowly melting into the crowd.
So Lariah, are you going to take an action to disengage at this point?
Yeah, Lariah wants to try to disengage and like melt back into the crowd a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, can you do a stealth check?
Yeah. 14.
You think that you've successfully melted into the crowd.
I don't like that.
You would think that.
And now it is the orc's turn, and she's gonna push past some of the dancers and also attack Karen, because Karen is up in Brunar's grill.
Run, Karen, run!
Just dancing, really, just dancing.
We'll do the running, Lothari, and get out of there.
Ah.
So she is she's going to swing with her great axe. And she gets a 16 on the first swing.
Okay.
And D12 plus 1d8, sorry.
What ominous math.
Yes, those are big numbers. 11, 12,
13. So she slashes out for 14 slashing damage, and it just slices across the midsection of Karen. And then she grins and grips her great axe again. And her hubris is her failing. So she slices again, but you're able to dodge out of the way. And that is her turn. Karen, it is your turn.
Oh, Karen is so mad. Oh, no, this is such conflict. So Karen was going to disengage and hide into the crowd. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, crap. Yeah, so if I'm going to play to what Karen would do right now and non-sensible Brittany.
Yep.
Karen is absolutely going to.
But maybe all of that tea that Karen's been drinking has, like,
it's like
infused
Popeye's
her
spinach
with more sensibility. I don't know.
No, she's just more hopped up. She's ready to fight. She's going to say, so thought we were just dancing here, but I guess not. And she is going to swipe out, activate her Primal Savagery cantrip, sharpen her poison acid claws, and try to hit the orc enforcer.
All right.
Oh, nope, and she's not gonna do it. That is an 8 to hit.
The orc just sort of smiles menacingly over at Lee.
Wait, no, I have to use, I'm also using my Damespiration.
Okay, yes.
Because this is not going to take. Okay, here we go. That is a 19 to hit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Damespiration.
Yes.
Using those fancy campaign coin D20s.
Seven, whatever this is, acid damage.
All right, so you slash out and your claws sort of rake across, the midsection, because she's quite tall, and you see, you know, sort of acidic blood kind of spilling down from her chest or torso. She takes the hit without too much wincing. She just grins again at you with her teeth, her crooked teeth. And do you have another action?
I do not.
Okay. Riot, it is your turn.
Cool. She is so mad at this person for cutting Karen's midsection area. Tum-tum. And she actually, like, immediately activates her circlet of blasting that she got a while ago. Ooh. That's just been some cool-looking headgear, and, like, aims it right at this orc enforcer.
Okay.
And I have to make range spell attack. So, gonna be a 12.
There is this gust that washes through the crowd, and it just misses the orc. And you get her attention for a moment, but then she looks back at Karen.
All right. So for my second attack, which I definitely have because I re-listened to it. She just like brings her hands together and rubs them real big, and then produces good berries and 10 good berries, and then like slams them into Karen's mouth. Like, eat these.
No. I had so many sandwiches.
Eat them. I'm your sister. You have to. And you get restored. I'm sorry. Only one can be eaten per action. I have never done this in the middle of a fight. Well, she shoves one in your mouth.
Okay, that's manageable. Thank you.
Every 6 seconds, just keep doing that.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, and Rose, it is now your turn. So you were melding into the crowd, causing people to dance, and you see Lariah sort of moving towards you, but Karen and Riot are engaged in a fight now.
So much for getting away, so it work. They're about how many feet away from me?
The orc and Brunar are close together now, so we're looking at probably 30 feet at this point because you had moved back. I guess it depends on how far you wanted to have moved back into the crowd, because they were 20 feet away from you originally.
Yeah. Going to run in to Riot and Karen's side.
My side! No.
Yeah, exactly. Run to Karen and Riot's sides. Words matter. And take a swing with my staff of adornment at the orc. Let's see. So this dice has been, please dice, you've been good. You've been good. That is, hold on, math. This is high math. 24 to hit.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I am doing the normal damage, but I'd also like to channel a little bit of my ki into this swing so that the target is stunned until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
But they have to do a constitution saving throw to determine if they're stunned.
Okay.
So it's just 8 points of damage.
All right.
For the hit. Actually, yeah. And then you do the constitution saving throw.
Okay. A 16.
Not stunned. Pity.
So the staff like smacks into this hulking orc.
Yes.
And she again just sort of takes the damage and grins down at you.
I can still hit her with Fury of Blows.
Okay.
Which is 2 unarmed strikes. One is 22 to hit, one is 5. I only think one of those is hidden.
Yes, one of them hits.
That one hits for 5 damage.
All right. Again, she doesn't even make a noise. She doesn't even register that
okay.
That hit her.
So, Karen, Riot, can we just go now? Come on. Let's just go.
It is Brunar's turn, and he is going to attack Riot. He pulls out a dagger.
Oh, what a cute little toothpick.
13 does not hit the first, right?
No.
And then another attack. 2nd attack is a 19.
Yeah, that is.
And
oh, it can help me pick my teeth, huh?
He slashes out he is distracted by Rose suddenly leaping out of the crowd, and he does 4 piercing damage to you, Riot.
Oh, ow! Which part of my body hurts? Or which part of my body?
Well, he's a dwarf, so he tried to stab out once, missed, and then he stabbed out into your calf.
Ooh!
Ow! Okay.
Yikes! Cool. Thank you.
And he's just shaking his head and saying, "You don't know who you're messing with."
Yeah, I do. You're Brunar Braunanvil. Identity card number 323. No.
Oh, this is bigger than me. It's bigger than me, you, the lot of you. Lariah, it's your turn.
Lariah is from her maybe hidden spot. Yes. is just going to bend down and dig her fingers into the ground, and the like rock and stone will sort of like form around her body and melt away to reveal a panther. And in her panther form, she is going to sort of like stealth around the crowd to try to make sure that Brunar and the orc can't see her, and position herself close enough that she can still see what's going on, but basically try to keep herself out of sight.
Okay, so the crowd sees a panther in their midst.
Yeah, but it's water deep. This is normal.
People walk their lobsters all the time, like on diamond collars.
You definitely get like a mob of people frantically trying to run away. So I'm going to say that the dance sort of breaks apart, but now you've got people Aww. Screaming and running in all sorts of directions, and kind of pushing by the fight scene here.
Perfect. Can we get some city guard here? It's chaos. It was fun, and now it's not. Hello, please.
Can we join them in the screaming and running and just run away?
Yeah, exactly. This is better than I hoped for. Yeah, let's use this as cover to get out of here.
It is the orc's turn. She's completely unmoved by, you know, even people pushing on her. And she's going to attack Karen again. First one is a 14.
Does not hit.
Second one is a 17.
That hits.
All right, so we do this again. So she slashes at once, misses because somebody has bumped into her from behind, growls at that person, and then slashes again for, 11 slashing damage. Okay.
So many that you lost count. Karen is hurt.
You got more berries in your pouch.
Karen, it is your turn.
Karen's maybe so hurt now that she's realizing she doesn't really stand a chance against this orc. She ain't no fool. This will be interesting. So she's going to disengage, but kind of engage in the chaos of the crowd at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically just try to kind of blend into the crowd while she, you know, backs up, into the nearest group that's kind of freaking out over the panther.
All right. So she, the orc has an opportunity attack. And crit fails, so you Perfect. Make it out.
Perfect.
And do you want to do a... I don't think at this point you need to do a stealth check because there's too much chaos going on. Riot, it's your turn.
Cool. Brunar's right in my face, right?
Yep.
Cool. Riot wants to pick him up by the leg and fly straight up.
Just, like, swing him up?
Oh. Nope, she wants to pick him up by the leg and start flying up to like one of the build. Are there buildings nearby that are multiple stories? What's around me?
Well, you don't necessarily, you can't necessarily carry him because I need to check what your encumbrance is and everything. He's wearing studded leather.
Oh, he's wearing studded.
And he's a dwarf. Like to be like,
oh, right, not a halfling. Cool.
Yeah, so he's fairly stocky, so I don't know if you could necessarily do that with him. He would hug him and maybe get a couple of feet off the ground.
All right, well, you know what? She'll pick him up by the leg, fly up a few feet, and then drop him and then keep flying on her merry way.
Okay.
just to give him a little, get him off balance.
Sure. I'm going to do a, you can either do a strength or a dexterity contest with him. He got a 9.
22.
All right. So yeah, you grab onto him. Again, he's pretty surprised at being, you know, grabbed by you, and then just picked up a few feet before you toss him down. He does have his dagger on him, so mm-hmm. when you fly away, he does get an opportunity attack.
Okay.
And that is a 22.
Give it hits.
And he stabs into your, just under your ribs for 7 piercing damage.
Okay.
And he says, yeah, you better fly away because Xanatha, he's got eyes everywhere. We'll find you in the city.
Just... Yeah, Riot flips a copper at his face and says, consider a new job. You should really get into the dance fight market instead. It's better for everybody. Even kids can do it. She says as she's like flying away.
All right, Rose, it's your turn.
I'm the only one that's left with the orc now, aren't I?
Yes, 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 you are.
I try to help, and then I get left. So, let's see. I think I can get out of this.
Yeah, you have an ability to disengage.
Yeah. Yep. I am going to smile up at the orc, take a deep breath, kind of tense up, and then step of the wind, disengage.
And just like
and follow after Karen.
Yeah, just like Crash, there's just like this poof of smoke.
Poof.
Okay, so Brunar, I guess. Okay, yeah, Lariah, you're also like out in the crowd, so you're able to sort of spread out amongst the crowd. You're probably all going in various directions. What's the next step here? Brunar and the orc are just sort of surrounded by this screaming crowd, and you're all separated by the crowd?
Once Lariah doesn't have, like, Brunar or the orc's attention anymore, she'll try to, like, navigate, like, keep running away, but also maybe take some back roads to try to, like, loop around. Because she's also pretty fast as a panther, and try to just, like, meet back up with people and, like, herd them. She's a border panther.
Aww.
Where is Laura heading?
She'll probably direct them toward the... She's going to try to herd them basically to, like, the nearest exit of Waterdeep. Like, she's just at this point going to try to herd them out of town.
All right. I'm just thinking here. She probably needs to be able to find everyone in the crowd. What I is mean, everyone else?
Riot can see her.
That's true. So yeah, Riot is up in the air. Karen and Rose, where are you heading in the crowd?
Just probably looking up and finding Riot.
Okay.
It's like, if I can spot Riot in the air, then probably just limping my way.
Yeah.
We're probably close to the river gate.
So are you? Is that where you're heading anyway, Rose?
I'm following Karen.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So yeah, you're able to head down to that gate there, and Brunar and his orc enforcer are unable to trace you at this point. Loria, what's next?
Once they're far enough away, she'll wild shape back into herself and say, "All right, I think now we can all agree that it's time to get out of Waterdeep for a couple of days."
We're already outside. Great.
Loria, we just started the hottest new Waterdeep trend. We can't leave now.
Well, if nothing else, those tea leaves really got to me, and I'm worried about a friend of mine, and it's in a place where we can also lay low for a couple of days. It's a place that I go to when I really need help. I think that we should go.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, go. I will take the help.
Karen's holding her stomach together.
Karen, are you eating the berries I made for you?
Yeah, sorry. One every 6 seconds. Yeah. So I've healed, what, 4 at this point?
Yeah, well, it's 10 total. So 10 total. I feel like you can just put them all in your mouth. We're not in combat.
Right. Yeah.
Still pretty hurt, y'all.
Yeah. I think we can safely say that you make your way to a place where you can... you can rest for a little bit.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Karen, I can make you more young wine if you want. And produces 10 more good berries. If you hold them in your mouth long enough, they'll ferment.
I was going to say, let's ferment those babies. I need something a little stronger than a good berry, if you know what I mean. I need a better berry.
A bandage berry or something?
Yeah. Best berry.
Best berry, yeah.
Good, better, best. That's just the best, higher
and then
the
there's
spell
the is. Bestest berry. Oh, that's only in fables, though. I don't know.
Yeah. And then it's berry, berry good. Okay.
And then there's Mary berries, and oh, there's lots of them. Yep. There.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks again for listening. In more exciting news, the Dames are headed to Gen Con. We'll be performing a live show and running some D20 Dames adventures. Visit gencon.com to pick up your tickets now. If you're interested in being the first to know about these announcements, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is sponsored in part by Campaign Coins, makers of fine metal coins for all your tabletop RPG needs. Campaign Coins are tactile, hefty coins that come in colors like gold, silver, and copper, and can be used to track in-game loot or currency, and add an extra special reward for your players. We use Epic D20 Coins to keep track of Damespiration, our version of inspiration. You may remember a few episodes back when Jen, aka Riot, gave me, aka Karen, Damespiration for that ridiculous moment in the fighting pit where she flopped in order to lose the match. That Damespiration came in handy the next time I desperately needed a reroll. Head to campaigncoins.com where you can also find deluxe metal meeples, coin bags, and dice trays along with their beautiful sets of metal coins ready for any tabletop adventure.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.